Well, we now join Eric Valenzuela. We welcome him to the show, and Eric is the head baseball coach at St. Mary's. An epic season for the St. Mary's Gales, and they just had their games in the regional back at North Carolina State. But, Eric, welcome to the show, and congratulations on a great year.
Marty, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, glad to. And just so the folks know a little bit about you, you work with Tony Gwynn for a number of years and also at San Diego, too. Tell us a little bit about Tony Gwynn and your experience with him.
Yeah, I mean, what a great experience. I worked with him for 4 years. Previous to working with him, I worked at the University of San Diego. It was four unbelievable years, obviously. With him passing, I actually had, spent 4 years with him as he was going through his treatments. And the first year I got there from the University of San Diego is when he got diagnosed. That was kind of a rough patch. But to be able to spend a lot of time with him on and off the field and talk baseball, talk life, talk coaching, talk passion, talk doing things right. He helped me tremendously, and he'll be missed forever.
Yeah, very, very important man. I enjoyed meeting him, and he's been on the show with us a number of times. Eric Valenzuela is with us. He is the head baseball coach at St. Mary's. But what a year you had. Now, when you got to St. Mary's, the program was not going in the right direction. You've turned it around, and tell us about the last couple of years and where you got to this year.
Well, I think it starts with the kids, coming in to a program and having the opportunity that St. Mary's so thankful for giving me the opportunity to be the head coach here. I mean, St. Mary's goes a long ways back as far as history with very good players and really good teams. I'm very lucky to be part of this thing. And where we got the program 3 years ago to now, it's just been amazing. And again, it starts with product, with the kids on the field, the passion they have and that they want to be good. And our administration has been unbelievable and really helpful in helping us with the transition and getting this place right. And I feel like, this was a good start in moving in the right direction. I think, I'm here in the hotel in Raleigh watching, these games continuing to go on, and we're sitting here in the hotel ready for our flight to go back. So you get hungry, you're a little angry, but hey, it was a great season. I'm proud of this team. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Well, absolutely. And we've seen it in baseball many times. Eric, you won the WCC in one of the best years in St. Mary's history. You got to go back over 40 years to get this many wins. But what a thrill for you guys to win the conference and be in the NCAA tournament. Give us a little bit on that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's such good baseball in the Bay Area from the little leagues, the high schools, the junior colleges, the colleges. And it was just one of those weird years where we were the only Bay Area Division I program to be in the NCAA tournament, which says something about St. Mary's and our program. It starts with senior leadership. We had six unbelievable seniors that have been here forever and have been through a lot. And they're just very, passionate about being good. They wanted to be good. They worked for it. And they were great leaders to our young guys because, 3 years ago, we really brought in a lot of guys, a lot of recruits, and we kind of did it with all freshmen, mixed in with maybe one or two JC players. But we started this thing from scratch and built it, young. And it started with those seniors that had been here to get to this year where they worked so hard and they really put it on the line. And so, again, these guys work really hard. Our strength and conditioning coach on and off the field. And the other part of it is these kids are student athletes, and student is first. And I'm more proud of them. I mean, the wins and losses and those things and creating history when it comes to getting to a regional, winning the conference for the first time and all of that. We've also broken a lot of, academic records, with guys becoming, all conference academic team, a team GPA that is at, above a 3.0, just all of those things. I mean, I couldn't be more happy with this program and where we've, come to on and off the field. And they're great kids. They're great influences. I have young kids and, my three young kids, they know these kids by names. They act like I'm playing wiffle ball and it's just St. Mary's is such a special place. And I'm just blessed to be part of it.
All right. No surprise with your success. You've been a tremendous recruiter in your career at San Diego, San Diego State, and of course you've done a great job here. All right, so now you get to the regional, and tell us about the two games, two close games against Coastal Carolina, which was the number two seed, and then Navy. Yesterday it was a 13-inning game, and boy, that must have been a tense one as well. Tell us about the two games.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Coastal Carolina is one of the best. He ranked 12th in the country. They should have been a one seed and hosted. I know that was kind of the argument right when the draws came out. And then when I saw that we had them, I said, hey, we have our hands full. But this is great. This is what regional is all about. Everybody goes in 0-0, and what you've done in the past doesn't matter anymore. And, you know, I thought our guys played a good game against a very good team. You know, we have one of the best pitchers in the country in Corbin Burns, and you know, he wasn't 100% on, but he competed and battled. And hey, you know, Coastal Carolina beat NC State, which was the one seed, and now they're in the championship game. And NC State's got to beat them twice.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's probably a super regional team, if not a College World Series team that we got to face. And Navy was tough, you know. I mean, we threw our Saturday guy, our number two guy, against them. And, you know, offensively, we had our opportunities. And we had the winning run go ahead. We're the home team, so we had the go ahead run at second base for, I believe, two of the of three innings in extra innings, and we just couldn't get that one hit. And they took advantage of that. And hey, it's a well deserved win by them. They're a tough program. They have over 40 wins this year. And so hey, our guys battled. They competed. And they didn't play like it was their first time. You know, yeah. And that was the thing I was proud of our guys. I felt going into the conference tournament, which was the first for this program as well, that, hey, we made it to the conference. We won the regular season tournament. We got to a conference tournament, and maybe our guys were going to feel like, hey, we made it, and they were going to play a little overwhelmed and just happy to be there. And we went three straight and won that thing. And when we got here, our guys didn't play that way. I mean, maybe the results didn't show that, but our guys played hard. They played the way they played the whole year. And I was proud of them for that.
Yeah, great. Eric Valenzuela with us, head baseball coach at St. Mary's. With your leadership, I'm sure that has come together. Now, the draft is coming up next week. Do you have some players who may be involved in the draft?
We do. You know, I think it starts out with some of our seniors. You know, I think some of our seniors are going to get an opportunity with, our right fielder. We have a two-way player who plays right field for us. He also is our closer named Anthony Gonsolin. I'm sure he'll get a chance. As a senior senior draft, as well as Anthony Villa, our third baseman, as well, and then, you know, we have a potential first rounder in our Friday guy, which is Corbin Burns. I mean, you're talking anywhere from probably the bottom half of the first round into the supplemental first round. He's special, great talent, great story as well. Undrafted out of high school, 3 years later, talking about being a first rounder and being an All American. So he was just named Louisville Slugger All American a couple days ago. So. And then our catcher, Nate Nolan, is another guy they're talking anywhere between third and sixth round, probably. Like I said, it's a great time for St. Mary's baseball. We got prospects. It's a lot of fun. I mean, our stands were filled with scouts, for every one of our games at home. And it helps, you know, when those guys come to see Corbin and see Nate Nolan and a couple of guys, they see those younger guys as well that are coming up, and it's good for our program, and it's good for recruiting, and it's good for the development of our players. So it's an exciting time for St. Mary's baseball.
Great. Yeah, when you have the marquee players, the named players, that brings the scouts out, and that's how they found Willie Mays. They came out to see Piper Davis, and then Eddie Montague Sr. said, you know, I like the kid in center field, too. What's his name? Willie Mays, and that's that's how they found Willie as well. Hey, Eric, great to have you on. You've convinced me, and I talked to Mark Orr, the athletic director, about you, and he's thrilled. And sounds like you had a great year. You've got guys going in the draft. You got people coming back next year. You're the only team in the Bay Area to go into the tournament. So congratulations. This is well-deserved for you. And again, we start off with your background with Tony Gwynn and San Diego State, and you played ball yourself, and congratulations. It sounds like they got the right guy for the job, and you had a great year, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, that is Eric Valenzuela. He's on his way back, St. Mary's baseball. Boy, now he got something to watch in the draft, huh? Corbin Burns. All right, we're going to watch that and some of these other names. All right, more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.